Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing The Punisher, Season 2, Episode 9, Flustercluck.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, what's happening, my brother?
Oh, man, just this Punisher stuff.
Yeah, let's dive right in. Punisher Episode 9, Season 2.
Flustercluck.
I loved this episode.
It's so good.
And I feel like that's all we're saying this season, is just like every episode's like, man, we've said that some episodes are a little slower than others, but this one, I just love what... I just can't say enough about how good this episode is.
I feel like, you know, we were saying like there were some action episodes, there were some setup episodes, but this one feels a lot like it did both.
Oh, for sure.
Within the same episode.
Well, this one felt like a setup episode, but a lot of cool stuff happened, and that final fight sequence was so much fun.
It was. it was. I mean, we got to see Frank doing Frank. Frank, yeah, being a badass.
Just my favorite badass moment of the episode, as we've tried to say. I think we've only done it on two episodes, but badass moment of the episode for me was, you didn't kill him, you shot him. Bang! I killed him.
No, you didn't kill him, you just shot him.
I don't know
Bang.
How.
Bang! See, I killed him.
I don't know how I didn't see that coming. I really don't, but I was watching it and I was like, oh, I bet he'll try to save that guy so as not to, like, ruin, you know, the innocence of Amy. But how did I not see it coming? It was perfect. That is how Punisher would handle that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Actually, the thing that I like about that is Amy finally, like, she did the thing. She finally used the thing that Frank taught her, and she did it well. She didn't, like, take the gun and then freeze, like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? She just pulled the trigger.
And all that was part of the training. I do wish maybe they'd done a little more of that training, because I feel like they did, like, 30 seconds of training this season, and then...
Haven't you ever played a video game, Matt? You do it one time, and then you just know it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of exactly what it was. Now, my favorite badass moment in this episode was Frank standing in the street, like in that alleyway, and the guy saying, listen, asshole, there's one of you, and say, bang, 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 bang.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man, I loved that.
And then he walks up to him, all right, let's talk.
That is, you're right. That's probably the better badass Frank moment, but I just loved the humor of shooting that guy.
Yep. That part made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And it probably shouldn't. That probably says something dark about me. But
no, man, it was hilarious.
I love that Frank has his really funny moments in, like, some of the darkest comedy. Because, like, right before that, he tosses a thumb into a shot glass and says, call it a tip.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so silly. I love this show. This season, one thing, I may be wrong. I may be just straight up wrong about this. It felt like last season, Frank was a lot more broody and less talky.
Yeah.
And I have just loved how much they've had him talk this season. Not only in those, no pun intended, but punny ways. Because Punisher,
that's his, yeah, no, I got it.
This season, he's like, he's a different kind of Punisher. All right, I'm just enjoying that too much.
Are you sure you don't have kids?
Dad jokes aside, nope, I do not. But I'm really, really impressed with the puns. They're super fun. But I like love that he's talking more about his family. Like that scene near the beginning of the episode where he's sitting with Madani, Curtis, and Amy and having like a real heart to heart about how his wife always saw this in him and how he was this is part of who he is.
Like she saw that and she loved him anyway.
That's a powerful, powerful scene.
Yeah. That leads right into him accepting that this is what he is now. He's just like, all right, this is this is me. So, Madani, you just got to accept that.
Yeah. Just got to accept I am who I am. And that's the same. He says the same thing to Amy a little later. This is who I am. I'm going to be this guy. And I wonder if that's the case. Like, I wonder if they'll continue with that theme or if he will learn to change and grow. I almost feel like Punisher can't change and grow and still be Punisher.
I mean, he's punishing himself.
Sure. Absolutely.
For not being able to save his family.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he says later to Amy that, you know, this is who I am, he tells her, anytime I try to be some other guy, the wrong people get hurt.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, he knows he has this very particular set of skills, and in a way, that is the same logic that Spider-Man uses.
Yeah.
When bad things happen and I stand by, like, those bad things happen because of me.
Yep. When you can do what I do and you don't do anything. I mean, it's, you know, great power, great responsibility.
Yeah.
All that's required of, all that's required for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
Yeah,
you know, that's it, that, man. That same line of logic, just all over this place.
It's the same logic for, and I liked hearing that because it really does give him, like, sort of a moral basis for what he does. At least, like, I think that in a lot of ways, Frank's, like, misconceptions about morality come from a place of just, like, the things that he's witnessed. You know, like, yeah. he has this faith that things are bad when he's not the Punisher, when he doesn't do the things that most people would consider bad. Like, when he doesn't murder the right people, bad things happen. And he has this, like, weird faith that that's true. And maybe he's wrong, but he's seen it happen too many times and he won't give that up.
It's almost like he has to take on all of the bad in the world, like, on his shoulders, like, be a more dark version of a good person, like, the good person who does bad things for a good reason, and, like, do it to where the good people can see it, so that the good people feel better about themselves and are more good, you know? Yeah. Kind of like driving the good people to be more good and the bad people to just hide.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know that he, like, even,
I don't know really that he realizes that.
I don't know that he considers what the good people do. He is a man who deals in darkness. He is, yeah, a man. He is a man who just protects people who can't protect themselves.
Yeah. I mean, that he said almost exactly that, when was it, like, 2 episodes ago, probably?
Yeah. I love that he is making that moral case on screen. Like, yeah. I'm not saying he's right. There's a lot of reasons the Punisher is bad. But yeah. at least he's making his moral case, and I'm really enjoying it. They're not just ignoring. They're making him directly confront the problems of the Punisher. The moral problems that exist around the Punisher.
Yeah. And he's just... He's taking his stance. He's finally, like, I don't know that he necessarily just found his moral ground, but he's finally, like, discussing and establishing out loud his moral ground.
I don't think he's any different this season. He's just, they're having him talk a lot more. And yes, I think part of that is,
that's what it is.
He's come through some of the family stuff that was powering his revenge last season. And now he's just being him. He's getting involved in these other circumstances that really don't have anything to do with his family.
Yeah, he's just letting out all of the dad jokes that he can't say to, you know, his kids anymore. He's just like, you know what? Now everybody gets it.
I don't know about dad jokes, but he's letting them out in the form of bullets, maybe?
No, the puns.
Right, the Punisher.
The puns and the jokes.
Yeah, he is so funny. Oh, I love this show. I love the show so much. Yep. Let's touch on some of the other characters that we haven't gotten to because we've been so fascinated by Frank. We get a big montage of Billy having sex with his therapist and murdering people for money and cocaine.
various drugs, but mostly cocaine.
We talked about a couple episodes ago whether he, how bad of a person is he? And there's like almost not a worse scene, like to just like establish how bad he is, just indiscriminately murdering everyone in these apartment buildings, you know?
Oh yeah, just like machine guns to the face at point blank range. That, you know, that's, I'm not sure that that's something that Frank would do unless...
Oh, it absolutely is something Frank would do.
Unless circumstances drove him to have to do that.
Oh, no. We have seen him shooting people in the face at close range.
With a shotgun.
With a shotgun and every other kind. Like, he is down. I mean, he shot that guy who was lying on the ground. They just don't show it. Well, they do, but they don't show it as brutally. They were trying to point out the brutality of Billy. For one thing, like... When Frank goes into a building to kill people, he is killing people that he knows are bad. They don't even know these people are involved. They're just killing everyone to make it an easy, like, go in and grab money and cocaine, you know?
Yeah.
He generally isn't going to kill someone who's just a bystander.
I think that a lot of the, what makes these guys bad and what makes Frank good is the intent. From the butt end of the gun, because these guys are like happily shooting these people, like, hey, we're getting stuff, and you know, we're pillaging and ransacking, and we, and Frank is just like, you guys are bad, I have to end it.
Yeah,
I don't know, if I'm unhappy when I'm killing, it makes me an anti-hero. that's what I'm taking away from this.
Sure. Speaking of in being in an unhappy place at the end of this episode, the pilgrim
was
forced to go back and confront things from his past, and they revealed a couple interesting things. He apparently used to be, I guess, part of the Aryan Nation or something like that.
Yeah, he used to be some sort of gangbanger.
Well, gangbanger, but some sort of racist gangbanger, specifically.
Who used to drink alcohol.
Yes. So he used to be a gangbanger. He found himself in a bad place. His car broke down and he got in some sort of fight, and then ends up being, I guess, picked up by the Schultzes or their people and led to the light, as it were. But really, he's just a different kind of dark, in a different kind of darkness. So we left him, like, he's about to get murdered, it looks like, so we'll see how that works out for those people.
Because they're not gonna, you know, just have him be murdered there. That would be really weird. Like, as much focus as they've had on him,
yeah,
that would be really unsatisfying.
He's barely had any interaction with our main characters.
Yeah, yep. Madani's like, oh man, Madani's still looking for him, and she can't find him because he's dead. And she's just, like, losing her mind. Like, where is this guy?
Yeah.
And then she falls into a dark place and becomes him. And then Frank has to take her out.
Yeah. You just wrote the next season.
Yep. You're welcome.
Any other points you want to make about this episode?
I mean, we didn't really talk about Madani and Russo in her apartment.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Yeah. Gosh, like, that was insane.
Super powerful, emotional, just, oh my god.
Yeah.
Raw.
Like, this is someone, the whole thing was crazy, but this is someone she used to care about. He used to care about, but doesn't remember. Like, they're just both coming from such complex emotional places. It was really an interesting scene, and the power dynamics were just crazy.
Yeah, and just... the amount of emotion that she's spewing out and him being just so calm and collected because he has completely wiped it from his mind. Not necessarily by choice, but it is just not there. And it's like she has to sit with all of it rather than him having to share, you know, their past. It's just all on her and he's just watching it.
Yeah, man.
It's just, it's crazy, crazy. God, this freaking season is so good.
So good. All right. Well, let's move on and watch episode 10. You ready?
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We're the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on all the socials, or go to patreon.com/mcucast to support the show. You'll get early ad-free access to all the episodes. All right. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.